Welcome to Go to the Word Radio Broadcast, Ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of 2 Peter, and we're in chapter 3. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
Let's take our Bibles this morning and go to 2 Peter chapter 3. We're going to be talking this morning about willful ignorance. What an amazing thing. Why would anybody want to be willfully ignorant? Well, the Bible says there are some folks that are like that. The Bible says that these people come in verse 4 of chapter 3 of 2 Peter. It says these people come saying, "Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation." And it says, "For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished." Now, we're going to get down to verse 9 by the time we're done here, I trust today, but we're looking at primarily verse 5. "For this they willingly are ignorant of." They think of a thing called uniformitarianism, big old $2 word, right? It means they believe things have always been the same. We'll hear people say that with regard to the generational issues that we're dealing with in our day. They'll say every generation pushed back on their parents, not like the one we're in today. Many times the parents and the children are on the same page today because we have a love relationship with youth to the point where all those who have the hoary head and get a little older, a little wiser, are aspiring just to be young. And that doesn't work so well, but we've lost our way. And therefore, the entire generation in which you and I are existing has a whole new paradigm. It's okay to say good is evil, and evil is good. It's okay to say boys can be girls, and girls can be boys. It's okay to say any number of things. And people have not really allowed themselves to go deep on the reality that this is new. This is new. Frog in the kettle, yeah, happened little by little for a long, long time. We've been saying it forever. But now, past 3 years especially, we've watched things wrap up to a fever pitch, and we realize that our world has lost its way, and it's because of this very reason. Verse 5, "They are willingly ignorant that by the word of God, the heavens were of old." We're existing of old. That God himself put everything in order. Now, when we get into this, there's a lot of science that is involved here. I'm not a scientist, but I am a student, and I have read some things and learned a lot through the years because there are good scientists. We have good resources in our world. And so, therefore, it is not something you and I can just say, you know, I don't know. We need to go find out, okay? Maybe you can't always articulate what you found out, but it's enough at first just to get enough of a tether in your heart that when the world begins to push on you and tell you that we came from monkeys or primates, you can begin to think twice about that. I know at least one person who told me that when they were in school, in their elementary school years, that they were listening to the teacher teach, and they began to teach about the Paleozoic and all these things and all the Mesozoic and all these different eras. And they began to think, you know, dinosaurs before man, and they began to get the inclination that this doesn't make sense. Very few people saw that when it was being slid into the children's classroom, but somewhere along the line, hopefully you've woken up about it. It is not so. The Bible puts our dinosaurs in our Bible. It talks about it in the book of Job in 40 and 41. It's the behemoth and the leviathan. They're called that, not dinosaurs. So you say you won't find dinosaur in there. The Bible teaches us that God created everything. He made the dinosaurs as well as you and me. Okay, so it was all done in 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested. We know it was done in 6 days because God said so. And you say, yeah, but. Okay, go a little further. The Bible gives us ages, gives us dates, gives us lineage. He takes us all the way back to Adam. He gives us that. He says, I'm laying it on here. Now go find out. He told us that when Noah was building the ark, he tells us that there would be 120 years of man's time before the flood came. So that already is doubling down on the fact that men lived a very, very long lives. Right there, he's just telling us, okay? 700, 800, 900 years of age in the antediluvian world. And yet God does make no apology for truth. Okay, what he has put down is absolute truth. And he puts it all on the line, everything. It's sort of like a house of cards. If you could pull something out and prove it wrong, you would destroy the whole thing. And you cannot do that. You cannot do that. God says it's true. You look at the numbers and you look at who Jesus was and you look at the lineage. He puts everybody right in line and you can go back and study it. But the problem is we live in a generation where folks have decidedly become willfully ignorant. When the Bible says, for this they willingly are ignorant of, the word for willingly literally has the idea of willfully. Okay, they're not just willingly, like saying, you know, okay, I'll just kind of look this way and walk by the door. No, they're willfully. They're saying, I am not looking at that door. All right, they're not going to go in that door, and they're not going to ask that question because it would not serve them. Many times people have said, I will debate any evolutionist, and they've got money on the table, and the evolutionist will not even show up. Give me any proof of evolution, and he would give money. This is Ken Ham is his name. See, I get so much of my brain, I can not always pull the name down. But yeah, Ken Hovind did, as well as Ken Ham. Ken Ham's another one. You've got people who are willing to pay good money for real proof. And because that's said, and because we're in a computer age, it's known. Okay, people know this, but they're not takers. And they're not takers because they don't be humiliated, don't be embarrassed, and they really don't want to know anyway. Now, why is that? The Bible says they are willingly ignorant of this. And when you drill into some of these words here, you begin to realize that what they're doing is that these are people who have denied the truth of history, and therefore they don't know what's going on in the present. We can learn from the past, right? The only thing we learn from the past, though, is what? We don't learn from the past. But what we do see is that if we would go back and we would look into the Word of God, we would see that forever God has been working in a very circumspect way to redeem this world. If we would take the 30,000-foot view of this world, we would realize why we are where we are. If you would be able to see Adam and Eve in the garden in a perfect and absolutely holy environment, God made them in perfection, having full faculties, having full capacities, having the tree of life so they could eat that tree and continually rejuvenate. God intended for these people to live forever. But the fact is that after a point, they were beguiled by the serpent, and then there was this terrible thing that happened. They lost their shine, and they lost their glow, and they began to realize I'm naked. Now you say, why didn't know they were naked before? They shone just like Moses did in the presence of God before they fell. When they fell, the shine went away. They saw they were naked, and they hid themselves. God gives us the clues of what's going on there. And God comes, and he says, where are you? And he says, you know, I was naked. I hid myself. I was afraid. Who told you you were naked? They saw it. Guys, listen, I'm just telling you, God tells us what happened. Now, this 30,000-foot view helps you to realize why we are where we are today. Because God said that man's going to get worse and worse, and things are going to get really bad. Chapter 11 of the book of Genesis, it says they build a tower. They said, we're going to have one world government, we're going to bring everybody together, and we're going to be one, and we're going to rise up. All of the nonsense was already conceived in the 11th chapter of Genesis. Even in the wake of the flood, they said, we are going to rise up and make a name for ourselves. We're in that place now. The 30,000-foot view of this thing helps us to realize that you and I are living in precarious times, but times that are known aforetime. We know this was going to happen. God said at that Tower of Babel, the imagination of man's heart was evil continually. He says, therefore, I will not withhold anything that he has imagined to do. What did he want to do? Build a tower, make a name, bring them all together. God says, spread out, fill the earth. I will not withhold anything that they have imagined to do. And he confounded the languages to postpone it. That's where the languages came from. He postponed it, put it off. Everybody had to grope away and walk away from the Tower of Babel. And God is in control. They're willingly ignorant of all this. Willfully ignorant. They're gladly ignorant, another translation would put it. They're glad to be ignorant about this. They just want to not do it. And by the way, it says, for this they are willingly ignorant of. Talking about the fact that all these things that God said would come to pass, it says, but they say all things continue as ever it did. They don't want to talk about the flood. They don't want to talk about the catastrophe of the flood. You know, I read this last week, but it bears repeating. There is a reality across the world that just screams to every scientist. And it's the fact that there are clams on the highest mountains of the earth. And these are clams that are fossilized in the closed position. When clams die, at least the ones that they're finding everywhere, these are type that have a hinge. They literally, when they die, they open up. They're in the closed position. They are petrified. And one has very well put it this way. They're found in the closed position. And the only way for this to occur is for large amounts of sediment to be deposited by water rapidly. The clam, therefore, was buried alive, petrified in the closed position, even on Mount Everest. Now, these are facts. This is scientifically verifiable. If you don't believe it, test it. Go to the highest of heights. Okay, go to the Mount Everest. Climb it. You'll find some fossilized clams up there. I'm just saying, you guys, we're living in days where they're literally teaching in your schools that there's nothing ever new anymore. It's always been this way. There was a difference. Before the flood, there is a difference today. And right now, we're on the cusp of some pretty crazy stuff as a result of the willful ignorance of those that inform us. We have to take responsibility for being informed on our own. First place to look is in God's Word. He says, for this they willingly or gladly or willfully are ignorant of. When you look at the word for ignorant, the idea of it is very interesting in its own right. It literally means they hide it from themselves. It has the idea of them personally pressing it into a corner. Now, how do you do that? How do you press and deny something you know is true? Well, what you do is you fill that slot with something else. And what they filled it with was uniformitarianism. They said, we're going to hold on to that like our life depended on it, because it does. Their old life, their sinful life, it is dependent upon them having a worldview that disassociates themselves with God or any need to answer to God. So they've come up with a theory, and the theory has become very elaborate. They've had to adjust that theory time and time again. But notice the word I'm using. Theory. That's all it is. Their theory. And they can't test their theory because they can't go back and do a big bang and say, well, there it is. Now I see it. No, they're making up this stuff. It's made up stuff. And when it says they are willingly ignorant, the word ignorant literally has the idea of to escape notice of something, to hide something. In other words, they lie to themselves. They lie to themselves. Now, I want you to understand something about lying to yourself. You've heard it said that a sociopath is somebody who can lie and they believe what they're saying. A vast amount of humanity is sociopathic in that regard. Because you can't not know what God has revealed to you. Romans chapter 1 says that they changed the likeness of the incorruptible God into the likeness of men, beasts, and birds, and creeping things. And he says, and therefore they are without excuse. Because what may be known of God has been declared by God to them. He showed it to them in their conscience. Every single person, God says, I have showed to them my Godhead. I've shown them my Godness. And therefore, they're without excuse. Now, I don't know what your story would be if all of us came up and stood behind the microphone and you remember when it dawned on you that God was real. There was a God. Even if you didn't know what his name was or know anything about Jesus, you just knew there had to be something very, very profound. I remember some things in my life that were very profound. I was an unchurched kid as a little boy, and yet I knew. I had some sort of a understanding. It was just intuitive to me. And I'm not going to go into all that, but I want you to know that God has revealed it to everybody. And so for a person to lie against their own conscience and against their own positive ends is absolute foolishness, but they do it willfully. And that means that after a while, God will stop striving with them. In other words, there's a point where they sear their consciences with a hot iron. They double down on their lie, and then they double down on it again. This is what's called becoming reprobate. And the Bible begins then to refer to those folks in that category as dogs, as brute beasts, because they have no conscience.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.